We are one body of Christ, and we do not stand alone. My brothers and sisters, I have good news. Jesus tells us that if we believe in Him, that we will be united together through Him to the Father. That's a powerful message. It's a message of hope. It's the foundation of our understanding of the communion of saints that we proclaim every weekend when we say the creed. Those believers who have come before, those believers here among us now, and those believers yet to come are united through Jesus to the Father. That's why we as Christians can say with total confidence when we face death, I will see you again. But in today's readings, we also hear a command and a warning. So let's get to it, huh? The command. Jesus says, if you believe in me, then we are united through me to the Father. Who's united? Those who believe in me. Who are those? Who are they? Well, them. Who them? That's the command. The ones you and I invite into relationship with Jesus, they're the ones who come. This is important to understand because I think we've developed a very bad habit as church over these last 1,000 years. We got this idea that coming to Mass is a spectator sport. I have no obligation but to just sit and watch. Right? It's all on Father's shoulders. He's the intercessor. He's got it all taken care of. I just have to stay awake, reach in my pocket, pass the 20, pull a quarter, put it in the basket. I'm done. I can check my Holy Roller dance card, right? If that's your answer, way wrong answer, huh? Way wrong answer. Vatican II says, worship is a verb. We come together to praise the Father. We come together as community. So we come prepared to sing. We come prepared to greet each other. Oh, well, wait a minute, Deacon. I don't really like people. Well, greater is your sacrifice, huh? When you come to Mass, we greet everyone. We welcome people, especially those we don't know. We go up to them and say, hi, welcome to St. John Vianney. Who are you? How can I help you? That's community, huh? But it doesn't end there. There are at least two other ways, that we can reach out to other people. How do we do that? Ask me, how do we do that? I'm glad you asked. Let's talk about it, huh? First, we can actually go out into the world and proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. I leave for Tuesday on a mission trip to Honduras. That's a way we go out into the world. We have ministries here at this parish that are outward facing, right? Whether it's our pantry at the parish where we give out supplies to people who don't have any. That's a way of reaching out. When we have community here at St. John Vianney that goes out to church under the bridge and gives food to the homeless, that's a way of reaching out. There's lots of ways we can reach out. Now you might think, I'm not sure that I can physically do that anymore. And that's okay. That comes to the second way that we can serve, that we can reach out to others and invite them into community. It's the way we live our lives, huh? Being a Christian means that I should change. That my whole life should be about do unto others, not do unto me. That says something. So we start in church. We welcome each other. But we also tell Father, how can I help you as community reach out to everyone here? So I sign up. I don't dodge and run out the door when Father says we need help. I sign up to be a greeter at the doors. How beautiful a ministry to open the doors for someone and say, welcome home. Huh? How beautiful is that? We sign up to be ushers, to help welcome people to church, orient them to our parish. We can also sign up to be in our beautiful choir, huh? Such a gift that they have to lift up our worship, but we can participate in that. We can ask Father, we can be a lector of the word or an extraordinary minister, so that in a very real way, we help nourish one another by the word of God proclaimed and by the body of Christ at this holy altar. There's also behind the scenes ways we can help. This church doesn't get decorated because we employ house elves. There's a ministry, huh? There are people who come to church early or sometime during the week and they decorate. There's lots of ways, simple gestures that say, welcome. That's important. But we're also called as disciples to go out into the margins, huh? Pope Francis calls that being a missionary disciple. And this is probably the most uncomfortable for many of us. But the reality is, Jesus didn't come to hang out with holy rollers. He came to heal the wounds of sin and division. He came to the sinner. And so we have to, following his example, and converted by the love of Jesus, and with a powerful desire to unite everyone through him to the Father, we go out. Not with judgment, but with love. That means when we go to prisons, we can tell the prisoner, I love you. I don't approve of what you did, but I love you. We go to a refugee camp for illegal aliens and we say, I love you. I may not approve of how you got here, but I love you. We turn to people in our own family and friends who have an alternative lifestyle that we don't approve of. We don't kick them to the curb. We say, I love you. I love you. We turn to the woman who is sitting in a recovery room after an abortion, and we say, I love you. That is a life of do unto others, huh? That's a life oriented outward. And there is no federal court, no cable news network that can convince us that our Christian ideal should be anything but love, huh? It should be oriented out. The challenge of today's readings is Jesus says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, and I am coming to judge. Every now and then you see those billboards pop up on the side of the highways, and they say, Jesus is coming, and he's going to be ticked. Really, they use another colorful metaphor, but it's a family show, so I'm not going to say it. But we'll just say, Jesus is going to be ticked, huh? Why is he going to be ticked? Because Jesus gives us the metrics for living a Christian life in Scripture. Just Google whatever you do to the least of these. You come to a section in Matthew's Gospel. It's called Judgment of the Nations. Judgment of the Nations. That's what we're talking about in Revelation today. The first time I read that with any sense of maturity, I could not sleep that night. I was like, whoa. This is what it means to be a Christian. Jesus says, whatever you do to the least of these, you do to me. How can we possibly reach out in unity and love if we're not willing to reach out to the least of these to bring God's word of love and mercy, hope and compassion? But that's our challenge in today's scripture, right? To reach out. To bring that message of hope, that message of love, that if we all unite in the name of Christ Jesus, then like we heard in today's second reading, we can wash our clothes in the stream next to the tree of life, and we can forever be unified with God the Father. Huh? We are one body in Christ, and we do not stand alone. Homework. You thought you were getting out of it because I'm just visiting, right? No. You got homework today, huh? Two things I ask you to do today as we prepare for the ascension and reflect on today's scripture. I'd like you to go to your house, privacy of your home, go up to one of your mirrors, and look yourself right in the eye. And I want you to say to yourself, what is seated at the right hand of the Father is a human being just like you in every way except sin. And just absorb that. What's seated at the right hand of the Father is a human being just like you in every way except sin. And the second thing I want you to say to yourself is, do you live a life of do unto others? Do you live a life of do unto others? I think if we do our homework, we will have a better sense of what the ascension really means and what our call to discipleship is all about. Do you got it? Do you get it? Are you going to do it? Well, good, good. May each of us come to know the mercy and the love of Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.